know about the mechanism of action of amifostine?
So what we know about it is that it really is a free radical scavenger and reduces the free radical effect in normal tissues. Now, since many of us know that the free radical effect of ionizing radiation against a tumor is really what we're desiring in anti-tumor therapy, there was a great concern that amifostine might be tumor protective. Study after study after study, both preclinical and clinical, have shown no tumor protection. So I think that's really been put away. The thing that makes sense about the mechanism of action of amifostine is every radio-labeled study of amifostine showed selective uptake in the parotid glands. And it's really the parotid glands that you want to protect, as well as the minor salivary glands as it relates to mucositis. What it really does is prevents DNA damage. And we know that a dose of 30 gray or more really can cause permanent dryness and permanent malfunction of the eosinophils in the salivary glands. So what you really are doing is you're looking at a dose-modifying effect. Most people calculated a dose-modifying effect of about 2.5. And if what that means is, in effect, you reduce the parotid dose from 70 gray down to whatever 1 over 2.5 is, down to about 25 gray, then that's a good result. What most people now believe is that a better strategy for reducing xerostomia is IMRT, or intensity modulated radiation. There was a randomized trial shown at ASCO in 2006 from Hong Kong, which randomized patients with moderate early stage nasopharyngeal cancer, IMRT versus conventional radiation, no amifostine, no chemotherapy, with a statistically significant improvement in salivary function in the IMRT patients. So the advantage of IMRT is you can hopefully define a field where you set radiation dose constraints in the parotid gland, and if you can do that because the tumor's not right there, you probably have a longer and better effect on the xerostomia issue.